When you've heard the administration's response to all of this, what do you make of it from your vantage point?
The administration has made a number of inaccurate statements to say they've said that the families have been consistently and regularly informed. That is not true. I speak now only from the Sotloff family. I can't speak for the other families. They said that these hostages were moved frequently. We know that for most of the beginning of this part of this year, they were stationary. We know that the intelligence community and the White House are enmeshed in a larger game of bureaucratic infighting, and Jim and Steve are pawns in that game, and that's not fair. And if there continues to be leaks, the Sotloff family will have to speak out to set the record straight.
You're saying that if the administration continues to say things which you believe are not true, and the Sotloff family says are not true, that what the Sotloff family will reveal will have more information to say?
Anderson, the relationship between the administration and the Sotloff family was very strained. We do not believe that they gave us the cooperation we need. And the Sotloffs, once Steve appeared in that video, the Sotloff family made one simple request of the administration, and they were rebuffed on that.
Can you say what the request was?
I can't say that because I have to think about protecting the other hostages inside.